Christmas with the Tea Shop Girls by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Rose Neville felt extremely sick. So sick, in fact, that she couldn't lift her head from where she lay. It was as if her whole body was trussed up like the chicken her mother Flora had prepared for their Christmas Eve meal at Seaview Guesthouse. She wriggled, trying to free herself. Was Lily behind this? Her friend was always one to be overgenerous with the sherry. No doubt someone had helped her to bed and then tucked her in too tightly to stop her falling out. Rose opened her eyes, but could see only darkness. Fear gripped her heart, as deep inside she began to realise something wasn't right. She made an effort to breathe slowly and deeply until the sickness passed a little, then tried to wriggle free again, gradually finding that at least her fingers and toes were working. This reminded her of the time she'd been on board Mildred Dalrymple's fishing boat, out in the channel beyond Ramsgate Harbour, when waves of sickness would flow over her until she found her sea legs. She stopped wriggling and sniffed. Come to think of it, she could smell a mixture of engine oil and fish. And whatever she was lying on felt too hard to be her own comfortable bed. A small groan from nearby prompted her to lean as best she could towards the sound. "Who's there?" she called, fearful of who else might be in the room.
"Rose?" came Flora's voice in reply. "Where are we? What has happened? Mum?"
Rose almost screamed, then thought better of it in case whoever had put them on the boat was still aboard.
"Are you hurt?" "I don't think so. I feel rather wobbly and more than a little sick. My head aches. It's as if I've been bumped against something hard. Can you reach me?" "No. I seem to be trussed up and tied to something. I've moved as far as I can towards you," Rose replied, doing her utmost not to sound frightened in case it worried Flora. She had no idea if her mum's injuries were serious.
"Then stay where you are. I'll shuffle towards you. My hands are tied behind my back, and my ankles are tethered together. Keep talking, so I know where you are."
Rose swallowed hard. Never had she wanted her mum by her side more than at this very minute. She pulled hard on the ropes that bound her, but could tell the ones around her hands were attached to the boat. Making good use of the time it would take for Flora to reach her across the few feet that divided them, she closed her eyes, trying to remember the layout of Mildred's small fishing boat. There was a wheelhouse towards the front, where Mildred steered and controlled the boat. It was just about large enough for a second person to stand alongside her while she worked. Rose knew they were most definitely not in that area. Even in the dark, everything seemed to be in the wrong place and out of reach.